Here we go. Let's try again. There we go. I will call the meeting to the call to order the Planning Commission meeting for Tuesday, May 7th, 2024 at 6 o'clock. This meeting may also be viewed on Channel 20 and is available online on live streaming at the city's website and also on www.slow-span.org. A note, the live stream can be about a minute behind what's actually happening in the room, so just be aware. Members of the public may provide public comment during the meeting by calling 805-321-6639. The phone line is now open. And Vice Chair Swift, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please? All rise.
Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Ms. Ratana, would you please call the roll?
Commissioner Hoffman?
Here.
Commissioner Holden?
Here.
Commissioner Halverson?
Here.
Vice Chair Swift?
Here.
And Chair Mann?
Here. At this time, the Planning Commission will review the order of business to be conducted and receive requests for or make announcements regarding any changes in the order of the day. The Commission should, by motion, adopt the agenda as presented or revised. Are there any revisions to the agenda? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the agenda review?
I move that we approve the agenda as submitted.
Thank you. And do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. This is a voice vote. So all in favor of accepting the agenda as presented, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes. We will now open public communications. During this time, the Commission will allow public communication. Any member of the public may address the Commission for a period not to exceed 3 minutes total on any item of interest within this the jurisdiction of this Commission. The Commission will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the Commission cannot act on any items not on the agenda. I hereby open public comment. Is there anyone who would like to speak on an item that is not on the agenda? Seeing no one in the room, is there anyone on the line?
No, there's not.
I will close public comment for this portion. Let us go on to the consent agenda. Any item on the consent agenda, if the commissioners would like to discuss it, does need to be pulled off of the consent agenda. Are there any items for that? Great. So is there any member of the public who wishes to address the commission on the items listed under the consent agenda? If so, please call in at 805-321-6639. I will open public comment for the consent agenda. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on it? Seeing none, is there anyone on the line? Nope. I will close the public comment for that item. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I'll move to approve the consent agenda as published.
I will second it.
Thank you. This is also, this is a roll call vote. So Clerk Ratana, would you please call the roll?
Commissioner Swift?
Yes.
Commissioner Halverson?
Yes.
Commissioner Hoffman?
Yes.
Commissioner Holden?
Yes.
And Chair Mann?
Yes. We'll now move on to the public hearing, items of which there are four on the agenda. As a reminder, if you would like to call in for public comment on an item, please call 805-321-6639. Item number three is the development application 23-49. The applicant is Floyd Hinesley, and Assistant Planner Cassandra Mesa is invited to speak on it.
Thank you, Chair and Commissioners. On March 27th, 2020, the Planning Commission approved a development permit and tentative parcel map to subdivide the existing 15,000 square foot lot into four parcels with the construction of a single unit dwelling on each residing parcel. The project was originally valid until May 27th, 2022. During September of 2020, at the time of building permit submittal and pursuant to Assembly Bill 1561, which was adopted to provide relief from the effects of COVID-19 on housing development projects, the development application 2003 was extended for a period of 18 months to November 27th, 2023. The applicant submitted a request for a one-year time extension for the development application on November 16th, 2023, due to delays caused by COVID-19, including supply chain issues. And staff recommends the Planning Commission approve a one-year time extension to allow the applicant time to commence construction prior to November 27th, 2024. And that concludes staff's presentation.
Thank you very much. Do any of the commissioners have any questions for staff on this item? Hearing none, I will open. Oh, I'm supposed to call on each of you. Sorry. Commissioner Halverson?
No.
Commissioner Hoffman?
No.
Commissioner Holden?
No.
Vice Chair Swift?
No.
And I also have no questions. We will open the public hearing now. And hear from, if I believe the applicant is here, is that correct?
Well, I managed to get this far without my walking cane.
Yay.
My name is Floyd Hinesley. I'm the developer builder of the 238 North 7th Street, the four units that was just described by the lady. If anybody has any questions regarding plans or any of that, we have the architect here as well.
Is there anyone who would like to make public comment in the room besides Mr. Hinesley? Anyone on the line? I will close public comment. Hearing no further comments. And I will
Thank
let
you
the
very much.
I will let the commission provide comments on the report. Are there any other discussion on this item? Hearing none, I will invite a motion to adopt the resolution, which is number 2349.
I move that we approve development application 2349 for a one-year time extension.
Do I have a second?
I second it.
Thank you. And Clerk Ratana, could we have a roll call vote, please?
Commissioner Holden?
Yes.
Commissioner Halverson?
Yes.
Commissioner Hoffman?
Yes.
Vice Chair Swift?
Yes.
And Chair Mann?
Yes. The motion passes. Thank you very much, everyone. We'll move on to item four, which is development application 24-09. The applicant is Doug Johnson, and we will hear again from Assistant Planner Cassandra Mesa.
Thank you again, Chair and Commissioners. On February 2nd, 2021, the Planning Commission adopted a development permit, coastal development permit, and tentative parcel map to subdivide the existing 7,500 square foot lot into two parcels with the construction of a single unit dwelling on each resulting parcel. On March 7th, 2023, the Commission approved a one-year time extension due to delays caused by COVID-19. The project approval was valid through February 2nd, 2024. The applicant submitted a request for a second time extension on January 24th, 2024, prior to the project's expiration. Additional time is being requested due to scheduling delays by the contractors in completing the street improvements that are required to record the final map. The construction of the residence on the future parcel two in the rear is near completion, and the applicant is actively working towards the final map recordation and the residents, the future parcel one is ready to be, the permit is ready to be issued as soon as the final map is recorded. And staff recommends the time extension requested by for an additional year, and following this extension, the applicant would be eligible for a third and final time extension.
Thank you very much. Do any of the commissioners have any questions for staff? And I will call on you. I'll start at this end. Commissioner Hoffman?
No.
Commissioner Holden?
No.
Commissioner Halverson?
No.
Vice Chair Swift?
No.
And I also have no questions. Is there any member of the public who wishes to comment on item 4? I will open public comment. Is anyone here for item 4? Seeing no one, is there anyone on the line?
No.
I will close public comment. Would the commissioners like to discuss the report at all? Seeing no, nothing for that. Would someone please make a motion to adopt the resolution approving development application 24-09 for a second one-year time extension?
I will move to approve development application 24-09 for a second one-year time extension.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you very much. Clerk Ratana, could we have a roll call vote, please?
Commissioner Hoffman?
Yes.
Vice Chair Swift?
Yes.
Commissioner Holden?
Yes.
Commissioner Halverson?
Yes.
And Chair Mann?
Yes. The motion passes. Moving on. Item number 5 is development application 24-13. The applicant is Peak Wi-Fi LLC, and we will hear from Director Megan Marker. Megan Martin. She got a new job.
Thank you so much. So the project's located at 301 Long Branch. As you mentioned, the applicant is Peak Wi-Fi. So Planning Commission approved development application 22-03 on April 6th, 2022. This includes a coastal development permit, and lot merger for a new three-story, 18,700-square-foot industrial building. Improvements at the site include an approximately 1,400-square-foot live workspace, a 966-square-foot caretaker's unit, associated landscaping, as well as improvements associated with parking and on-site and off-site public improvements for curb gutter, sidewalk, water, and sewer laterals. A time extension was filed by the applicant on March 5th prior to its expiration, to the project's expiration, pursuant to the city's development code. With that, staff recommends your commission approve the resolution for development application 24-13 for a one-year time extension for development application 22-03. I'm available for any questions you may have.
Commissioners, do you have any questions for staff? Commissioner Halverson?
No.
Commissioner Hoffman?
No.
Commissioner Holden? Vice Chair Swift?
No.
And I also have no questions. We will open the public hearing now for anyone who would like to comment. Good evening.
Hello. My name is Emily Ewer. I'm a senior planner at Oasis Associates here representing Peak Wi-Fi. Just wanted to introduce myself, let you know that I'm here to answer any questions, but we're excited to get this project underway. We expect to have building permit applications submitted in June, so we're making progress.
Great. Is there anyone else in the room who would like to speak on item 5? Seeing no one, is there anyone on the line?
No, there's not.
I will close public comment. Okay. Is there any other discussion from the commissioners on this item? Hearing none, I will invite a motion to adopt the resolution approving development application 24-13.
All right. I move that we approve development application 24-13 for a one-year time extension for development application 22-3.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Clerk Ratana, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Halverson?
Yes.
Commissioner Hoffman?
Yes.
Commissioner Holden?
Yes.
Vice Chair Swift?
Yes.
Chair Mann?
Yes. Moving swiftly. Thank you very much. Everyone was prepared. All right, moving on to item six, which is development application 24-18 and 24-19. The applicant is Topco Management LLC, and I will invite Planner Janet Rees to present.
Good evening. On April 6, 2022, the Planning Commission approved development permits for 978 and 986 Griffin Street to allow the construction of a building on each parcel and use permits for each to allow the buildings to be utilized for commercial cannabis uses. The sites each have access from both Griffin Street and Huber. An application for a time extension request was received on April 2nd prior to the project's expiration. The applicant has prepared and submitted construction plans for initial review by staff, and they are in the process of addressing the review comments that were returned to them. Additional time is being requested to complete the plan check comments and the project due to delays caused by COVID-19. Staff has determined the original conditions of approval are sufficient for the project, and there are no new environmental or site changes associated with the project or the property. Therefore, staff recommends the one-year time extension be granted. Following this extension, each application will be eligible for two additional 12-month periods if the applicant needs them. And that concludes staff's presentation.
Thank you very much. Do any of the commissioners have questions for staff? Commissioner Holden?
No.
Vice Chair Swift?
I do. When did you say that they were planning on breaking ground on this one? Or pulling permits?
I know they're in plan check now.
They're in plan check.
Yeah, they're in plan check now. I don't know their scheduling yet.
Thank you.
But they are in the audience.
Commissioner Halverson?
No questions.
Any questions? And Commissioner Hoffman?
No.
I also have no questions at this time for staff. So we will open the public hearing. I invite the applicant to come forward.
Hello, my name is Kurt Auerston. My mom and I are developing the two lots. If anybody wants to ask any questions as to the delays or, as gentleman is asking about the progress, I can answer them if they have any questions. Any? To answer your question, from my understanding, very shortly we should be resubmitting our finished plans for the plan check. We had submitted plans. We had them back in for corrections. And we should have those very shortly, from my understanding. So shouldn't be very, very long before we get those corrections back. Any other questions? Anything? No? All right. Thank you.
I believe I still need to call on Commissioner Halverson. Is that correct? I can't remember who all I called on for.
No.
I'm still good. In public hearing. Pardon me. Uh-huh. Let's back up. So thank you very much. Is there anyone else in the room who would like to speak on item six? And anyone on the line?
No, there's not.
Hearing no other public comment, I will close public comment for this item. Any discussion from the commissioners? Other questions for the applicant? No. Okay, seeing none, I will request a motion to adopt the resolution of development application 2418 and 2419.
I'll move that we adopt the resolution approving development application 24-18, 24-19 for a one-year time extension for development application 21-33 and 21-34.
And do I have a second for the
motion?
I'll
second.
Thank you. Clerk Ratana, roll call vote, please.
Vice Chair Swift?
Yes.
Commissioner Holden?
Yes.
Commissioner Hoffman?
Yes.
Commissioner Halverson?
Yes.
And Chair Mann?
Yes. The motion passes. Thank you very much for everyone for being here.
Thank you.
Seeing that there is no regular business on the agenda this evening, I will invite the commissioners to see if they have any other comments they'd like to make this evening. Commissioner Hoffman?
No comments.
Commissioner Holden?
I have a question. Are time extensions charged? Is there a fee?
Yes, there is a fee associated, and it's listed in our master fee schedule available on our website.
I was just curious.
Thank you. Commissioner Halverson, any?
No comments, no.
Commissioner, Vice Chair Swift?
No comments.
And I have a question related to the CIP report, but it wouldn't impact it didn't impact the vote. I just had a question about the items that are in that report. I noticed that many of them have funding from the water fund, like all of the sewer and, you know, the ones directly related to water, as well as a lot of the streets. And I don't know if we can speak on this, but I'm curious. I think a lot of our assumptions were that the water rate increase was going to be part of all of those projects, not just the CCB project. And so is there a possibility that should those water rates not take place, that some of those projects would be delayed?
I unfortunately can't speak to that. We do not have a representative from Public Works with us this evening, but if you want to send me an email with your question, I can make sure it gets into the right hands and we get it addressed, as well as speak to it at our next Planning Commission meeting. You're also welcome to join us at our City Council meeting, where they will take a look at the CIPs, and I'm sure that same question will be asked. But if you'd like to know prior, you can send me an email and I will get you that answer.
Great. Thank you very much. If there are no other comments or questions, I will close this segment of the meeting and invite Community Development Director Megan Martin to give her director's report.
Thank you. I have several, per usual. So the first, I wanted to let everybody know that the Ballet Co. on Barca, our emergency housing shelter, had its official ribbon cutting on Thursday. It will include allowing unhoused individuals to occupy 30 units, two of which are accessible. Five Cities Homeless Coalition will be managing. And the ribbon cutting was quite wonderful and a lot of really moving stories, so it was nice to be a part of that. 950 El Camino Real, that's our infamous hotel. It is now up to 4 stories, so I don't know if you've driven by, but it looks incredible. In fact, one of the retaining walls, the block walls, has gone up as well at the front of El Camino. We've also hired a new fire chief. His name is Mr. Scott Hallett. So Chief Hallett has over 32 years in fire service and comes to us from Paso Robles. He also had quite a bit of time in Atascadero, but he came to us from Paso Robles, where he served as our operations battalion chief. So we're really excited to have him on board and have him bring his expertise and his experience to our little city. We also have a new police commander. So as you may or may not be aware, with Commander Monroe stepping into the chief of police shoes as of July 1st, we want to just give a big congratulations to Sergeant Nalita Aceves. She's been with police for just about 15 years, so we're excited to have her fill in to Commander Monroe's shoes. Last, the city's initiated a new public outreach campaign known as City Talk. This is led by our city manager, as well as several representatives from different departments. I encourage you to attend if you see the notes and the flyers out on our social media. The public's given the opportunity in an open public forum to hear different topics and ask questions. This is also just an announcement from me to the general public who are listening. This is not a Brown Act meeting. It's not... there's no quorum. It simply is just a public forum to gather input and hear from the community. The City Council also directed staff to return to Council with an update on our water supply. So at our last City Council meeting, Council directed staff to consider options to remove ourselves from the JPA, as well as from the CCB, the Central Coast Blue Project. So we'll be taking an item to Council here shortly, May 13th, where we'll be able to provide the general public with more information on that. And that's it from me, unless anybody has any questions about development they've seen going on in the community.
Do any of the commissioners have any questions for Director Martin?
Nope.
Seeing none, with no further business before the commission, I will adjourn this meeting at 6:24.